bloodshed bookends several tense hours during a standoff with law enforcement in Jersey City yesterday afternoon. Six are dead, including a police officer and the two suspects. Joining us on the WDEL Newsline is CBS News law enforcement and security analyst Paul Violas. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew.
Besides the casualties, what else do we know about this horrible incident?
I think, you know, there are several things here that really we need to take a closer look at. You know, this entire incident started when Detective Seals from Jersey City PD, God rest his soul, identified a U-Haul truck that came up as a hit as potentially involved in a murder. He approached that vehicle, as police officers do every day. Gunfire ensued. He was shot. That then led to these two suspects, a male and a female, went directly to, which is less than a mile away, a location called J.C. Kosher Supermarket. They opened fire on one individual outside and then entered the supermarket. From there, police response ensued, and as you said, you know, leaving six dead.
So the suspects immediately sought refuge in the grocery store after shooting the officer.
Well, you know what? That's the thing, Andrew, that we really need to take a closer look at here, because I know that there's a lot of talk right now about why did they actually go there. Well, let's really break this thing down for what it is. And I'd have to go with the mayor of Jersey City on this, where, you know, obviously they targeted that location. If you shoot, and I'm sure that your listeners would appreciate this, if you just shot a cop and he's not moving, wouldn't you want to just get out of the area? Why would you go to a certain location?
Right.
And then stay in that location? Unless that was your initial goal and they had no idea that this police officer was going to roll up on them and identify this truck as being stolen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Are they...
So...
And I realize yes, you can't get into the mind of such lost souls, that being the two suspects, but are they essentially dead men walking once they take out an officer?
Well, listen, you can count on that. And when that's what you've done, now police are only going to use the force necessary if, you know, if they're acting within the lines of responsibility and authority.
Sure.
That's necessary for the situation. So if they identify two people that had just shot a police officer, but they're not showing deadly force at that time to put a weapon down, they're not going to get shot. They're going to go through the system.
Right.
Because that's what police do. They're not executioners. But rest assured that when you shoot a cop, there's no rest until that person is either apprehended or that situation is eliminated. And that's just the way that's going to go. But I don't believe that after they shot the cop, and this is the thing, after they shot the cop, they didn't leave the area. They could have left the area. There was no one else there. They were in a cemetery. Chances are there are very few witnesses at a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gone, right? But they went directly there. That tells me, after 40 years of doing this and having done a lot of this, that tells me that was their initial intent.
How do law enforcement officials proceed when they know suspects are armed and dangerous? It's a different approach, isn't
it? It's entirely different, and it's situation by situation, Andrew. In this particular case, you have two armed gunmen. You already know that an officer has been shot, so you know that they're ready and willing to exercise deadly physical force. You can tell just based on CCTV coverage that they picked up from the street, they're armed with long guns. So their ability to return fire at a high rate is probable. So at that point, you have to protect the community. You have to evacuate the area as best as you can. You have to approach using tactical vehicles, which they did, and try to save as many lives as possible, while also minimizing the damage with these two individuals in that store.
And then probably the most difficult question for you to answer, not because you're unable to answer it, but just because it touches at the humanity of our law enforcement officials. Describe to us how the emotions surrounding knowledge of a fallen officer impacts your response.
That's a really good question. Having been there more times than I care to remember, I can tell you unequivocally, at that moment in time, that's not what you're thinking about. At that moment in time, you are looking to end the situation as quickly as possible. When that affects you is when you stop, situation is clear, and you're sitting down, you know, leaning on your car, and all of a sudden that comes rushing in. And that's when it hits. And that stays with you for a while. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
At the moment when you're responding, you're thinking more tactically. Think of, you know, an adrenaline rush. You're kind of really focused on that particular moment. But when that hits afterwards. And when it does, it's a flood of emotion.
I can only imagine, Paul. Paul Violas, CBS News law enforcement and security analyst. Always fantastic insight. Really somber and dark day, but our hearts and prayers are with everyone in law enforcement across the country, but certainly in Jersey City, New Jersey. Paul, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, sir.